From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Rebel of Bodie, eighth in the Derby Man series by Gary McCarthy. Chapter 1. Darby Buckingham, Dolly Beavers, and the tall young Irishman Connor O'Grady emerged from the Knob Hill Eatery and walked down the steep hill toward their hotel, disdaining the entreating calls of the carriage drivers. "An excellent meal," Darby said, puffing contentedly on his Cuban cigar as Dolly strolled alongside.
"They're always excellent when you're a-payin'," Connor said with a devilish wink. "Yes, sir, I like a man who likes to spend his money."
Darby's black mustache bristled with annoyance. Connor O'Grady was his cousin, and the man was trying to become a creditable journalist, but his impudence was frequently galling.
"Paper, sir?"
the small boy asked, waving the evening edition of the San Francisco Chronicle in front of the dime novelist's face. Darby nodded. As a kid, he'd once hawked papers in New York City, and therefore he tipped paper boys with unusual extravagance.
"Thank you, sir!"
the boy exclaimed, backing into the street. Darby smiled. He was full of steak and French wine, and at 5'9", 235 pounds, he felt very content with life.
"You're welcome, young—"
Suddenly a driverless buckboard careened off the side of a building and slewed crazily as it rushed down the hill toward the boy. Darby caught a glimpse of the panicked team of horses being shoved.